folks, Roland Martin here on the Tom Joyner Morning Show Cruise as we are sailing the high seas. Normally, I'll have a guest in this time slot, but I wanted to speak to a critical issue, and that is do a commentary on today, because I think the issue is so important, and it is one that we should be thinking about right now. And that is, later this year, we're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. It took place August 28th, 1963. And of course, that's where 250,000 people gather in the nation's capital on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial to demand equality when it came to the issue of black folks and jobs. Also, when it came to the issue of income inequality. And for so many people, they are going to remember the march because of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. But the problem with that is, first, he was not the only speaker on that day. Also, the issue or the march was called the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. At that time, the black unemployment rate was around 6%, and African Americans were being denied jobs in many different areas. And so they descended on the nation's capital to push forward the importance of a civil rights bill, of course, a voting rights bill. And that was what was on the agenda. Too many of us only think about that speech and we focus on the I Have a Dream portion, when in fact that wasn't even in the original speech. If you go back and read Dr. King's speech, you will see that he was talking about African Americans being given a check stamp insufficient funds. A few weeks ago, we talked about the wealth gap in America, a study done by Brandeis University. And one of the issues there was the issue of legacy in terms of African Americans not being able to pass down wealth because in previous generations we were denied. So what do we have today? We have a black unemployment rate of 13.3%, even though the national unemployment rate is around 7.6%. We have African Americans who are qualified to do many jobs but who are denied opportunities based upon race, even the subtle hint of race, and we can't see it here and act as if that is not the case. So what should happen when folks convene in Washington, D.C. later this year to celebrate this particular march? This should not be a big civil rights march where everybody and their mama can bring their agenda and put it on the table. It shouldn't be a big kumbaya moment. In fact, it should return to the issue of black unemployment. It should return to the issue of black income inequality. It should return to the issue of us being focused on what our agenda is economically. See, part of the problem when we convene these marches is that everybody wants to be a part of the march because they want to say, well, here's what our agenda is present day. But I would say that black unemployment was a problem 50 years ago and it is a problem today. I would say black income inequality is a problem 50 years ago and a problem today. And so if we are going to do justice to the legacy of Dr. King, as well as Whitney Young and Roy Wilkins and Dorothy Height and Congressman John Lewis and the many others who participated in that particular march, and as well as the folks who have followed behind them, then I suggest that march organizers not get caught up in the agenda of everybody else, not come to that march with this broad umbrella of civil rights. We will do a disservice to the legacy of our ancestors if when we gather in Washington later this year and simply have a great old time, have lots of speakers, but then we don't have a plan of action that speaks specifically to African Americans and black unemployment. It is not about everybody else. The 50th anniversary, folks, on August 28th is all about us. I'm Roland Martin, and this is my perspective.